The following is a live presentation of WKQS-FM Negaunee. It's a tradition unlike any other. This is where legends are born.
Poor Bischoff. I like when he gets ahead of steam and can run and hit the hole. And Bischoff does come back into the ballgame, I believe. Yep, Loy Bischoff's in there. And
just, I mean, a touchdown's huge, but do you try to run to the middle of the field to kick a field
no,
goal?
You do not go for the field goal at all here. Not on fourth and one. And not in how wet it is. You can't trust that. Miners lined up. Sergio under center, and it's an eye right tight formation. Simple Miners. And it's a 24 ice. And he's in that time. Touchdown, Miners. Miners scored. Yep, Ryan Bischoff. Big play for the Miners. 6-0 Negaunee. 5:27 left to go here in the third quarter. And I don't think they're going to even kick the extra point. They're going to have to go for two here. So Miners get on the board first. 6-0. Miners going for the two-point conversion right now. 5:27 left to go in the third quarter. What a run by Bischoff. Just hit the hole.
Like you said,
stick the ball out.
Yeah.
24 ice.
Too, a bit. Great off.
Yeah. Twins left formation, weak side tight end Streeter, and then we have an I formation in the backfield, and it's an option keeper for Sergila. Sergila powers his way forward, and he got it. Two-point conversion good. Miners lead 8-0 over the Redmen here in Marquette. Diamond Jubilee Trophy is the property of the Miners right now, but there is a lot of football to be played left. The Negaunee defense still has to come out angry. Miners got 2nd and 7 at the Raider 15-yard line. And man, my adrenaline's still pumping from that Bischoff run as we cross the 10-minute mark in the second quarter. Raiders lead by 6.
Oh, they took out a tight end out for this one, too.
They did. Wilbur's the tight, or Jacobson's in at tight end. Bischoff breaks a tackle, makes a juke, makes another man miss.
He's going in.
Score?
Yes.
Touchdown, Miners!
Nice.
They tie it up at 6.
And you're with the win, so you can kick the extra point.
You can. Ryan Bischoff is a wrecking crew out there right now. This is what you said in the pregame. Wow, Ryan Bischoff. This is the best I've seen him running. Another injured player, I believe, on the field, and it's the Raiders.
Yeah.
It's a tough blow as the Raider trainer makes their way onto the field, and I can't see the number from here. Is that Moon?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
If that's their quarterback, they're going to be in trouble, and hopefully he's okay. He's writhing down there, whoever it is. Let's see.
I cannot tell. All the refs are blocking my view here.
He was in on that final whip down
of
Bischoff.
We
so
can
maybe
see 9 in the huddle, and I do not see 9 in the huddle.
I don't either. And there is Jackets on the sideline, so he could be in there. But
Moon is the
injured player. Wow. That's a big blow to the Raiders if he's hurt long. But he was in that final. Again, Bischoff broke through the line, broke two tackles, juked a man out, got whipped down. And
he's got a brace.
Yeah, Putman's
too, so
hurt. Putman's hurting his knee, and
that's got to be a pre-existing injury because he's got a brace over that.
Yeah.
That
oh
knee.
No, it, sock's coming off. I think it might be ankle.
Oh, okay.
Moon is walking off on his own power, limping as well, but doesn't look terrible. We'll see. Of course,
he's got a nasty.
We got
blowing sideways.
Yeah,
a
got a crosswind as Davison lines up, but Bischoff literally broke two tackles, jukes a man out, and Moon was in on that final fall down for. Whipped Bischoff into the end zone. So
he looks like a shoulder. He's the way he's
yeah, he is. You're right.
Down.
And the kick is up for Davison, and that looked perfect to me.
Yep.
Kick is up. It's
pulled
good. What a boot. And Miners take a 7-0 lead. 9:48 left to go in the first half.
Join us again next week for another edition of Football Night in Negaunee with Carl Leander Johnson, exclusively here on Sunny FM and streamed live at sunny.fm. Go Miners!